So in Shulchan Aruch it's like this. Shulchan Aruch it's Tishka Chama Elim Sof Shki Yasa. So the Gemara says Misha Tishka Chama. The Gemara says Misha Tishka. Now you have a lot of shittos what that means. So in the Shulchan Aruch it's Tzeisa Kochavim. And the Sof Shkiya is considered Tzeisa Kochavim. Hainu Tzeisa Kochavim, the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what it means. So here, now, the Torah say means Tzeisa Kochavim. The Rajba and Ran say it means Tchilas Hashkiya, but still, it sounds from them like it's Shkia Shnia. What's called Shkia Shnia? The finish that's been to Shia, the Shkia Shnia. So there's one issue. So the Shulchan Aruch, assuming it's Shkia Shnia and Sof Shkia Shnia, which is Tzeis, and then they say Rajban Ra Tchila Shkia. The Gra famously says it's Tchila Shkia Rishona, when the sun's below the horizon. Shkia, what we call Shkia. What we, you know, we call Shkia. So, okay, I don't know if Hasidim, maybe. Nowadays everybody calls that Shkia. Even Hasidim. So, Eimad Likin Erchanaka Gaidim Shatishka Hachama Ela Himsof Shkiyasa. So that means Tzeisa Kochavim.
Just from the word Misha Tishka, they learn.
I don't know. Now, Machaber Sos Kedatu Vesiyatu, the Sviril of the Mashoma Big Mordes Mana Lagos Narchanagu Mishtishka Hachama Sof Shkia. I will bless a Sharbi Vishonim. The Sviril of the Kavonos of Gemara Hu Atchila Shkia. But, Atchila Shkia Shnia. Hu Berich Reva Shoh Mikoda. So that's like before Ben Hashmosha starts. Sof Shkia is called Tzeisa Kochavim. Tchila Shkia is, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's called around a quarter of an hour before that. But it's Tchila Shkia Shnia. But the Gra holds Tchila Shkia Rishayna, right? Vayim Bebir Alocha Shabiyarnu. So there's three sheets of the Shatishka Hachama. That's what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that there's three sheets of the Shatishka Hachama. Tchila Shkia, Sof Shkia, which is Tzeis, Tchila Shkia, Shkia Shnia, or Tchila Shkia Rishon. Okay. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mayim b'yirlocha sh'biyarnu d'l osam ha'noshim sh'anogim v'spal ma'ir b'zmano v'anilach ha'tseis ha'kochovim no'ag mo'chom no'kem l'chatchilu l'had l'kodem ma'ir. Because you want to do l'chatchilu at the beginning of the z'man. So if you're going to daven ma'ir of them, here's the Bir Allah, he says. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Machab. V'chadi m'mken sharechiyon, mishinoi told me the spal mayer b'zmano, v'ainuach ha-tzeis ha-kochavim, ech ya'asa. V'nei litchos v'los mayer mishum zeh gam kineinu kedai. The Eish Bar Mitzvah is Kriyashma, she's the Oraisa. Begam the Todir Kodem. How can Nero lead the Ish Kazeh? What should he do with Poyo? So my father, we'll see.
Light.
So he says, light before Myra. Light, you know, don't wait for Trace. And he gives now the following reasons. Echad, number one, Haber Yishonim Srilu Delechatchila Yeshu No Kain. Meaning, Tchila Shkia Shnia. Not Sof Shkia Shnia. V'ol Dafatur Shekosov Sof Shkia Nivokach B'Somach will prove the Gamhus Rilei the Yochol Lahaktim at Karvel Chatzishol Mikoidim. Okay. We prat them this Merkadas Rambam. That it's like the Gra and the Rambam are called the same Shita. That it's when the sun dips below the horizon. And the Rambam Shita is that you only have a half hour afterwards, there's no more mitzvah. Close Rambam over is a Hazman Shuvlo Yadlik Od. And Kainim Yadlik Mishasezu Kochavim. If whenever you light, according to the Rambam, you're not Yotza. Like, you can't win. It's one of these. In Yiddishkeit, sometimes you're faced with a no-win situation. If you wait to say Sukkachavim, you're not Yotza, according to the Rambam. In the Yotza Klal Mitzvah Sadlok, that's a Rambam. V'ayim Din B'shitos, V'shman Hashkiya. Al-Kanira, the Tov, V'nochon L'had L'koydim Mayrish. It was within the half hour of the Rambam, at least. Vayim b'shari tshuva shekhozo b'shem machzik brocha gam kein shmi shoso kein lo hifsid uzvima shehuchachnu yeshlun kein l'chatchila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. That's what the Bir Halacha holds. L'maisa people don't do it. I don't know, like my father Alav HaShalom, most of the regular shuls on the water when I grew up till I went to yeshivas. Yeshivas went back to the Gra. But in the regular shuls on the east side, like Balabatim shuls, everybody lit when they got home, after Meirv. In other words, they were waiting for Tzitzit Kochavim, and they davened Meirv first because of Tadir Kodem, and also, it wasn't like, you know, if you didn't daven Meirv then, ain't no one coming back to shul for Meirv. So there wouldn't be a minyan. So they davened Meirv, and then they went home and they lit. And it's that the Mishnah Berurah addresses when he says that if you're going to do that, although I recommend not doing it that way, so if you're going to do that, at least have the oil and wicks ready when you get home, and you shall light right away, prepare it beforehand. So at least you can walk into the house after Meirv, and boom, you know, you light right away. Of course, my father was home. Would not do that. He starts preparing the wicks when he got home. Nowadays, you don't have to prepare nothing. You go to the store, you don't have to pour any oil. Everything is done for you.
You don't have to buy it.
But then I went to yeshiva and everybody lit. I always considered it weird. I still do. Because, like everything else, I'm marked it for night. Right? To say that it's the. Here, you're lighting, and it's not even the, like, it's not, just mentally, it's not the next day of Hanukkah yet. It's not the day I'm lighting for. Like, it's still Ben Ashmashis. It's going to be Ben Ashmashis. So good, you put in enough oil nowadays, everybody puts in enough oil to burn a half hour after Tzeis. I needed to burn a half hour after Rabbeinu Avraham. Not hard nowadays. Baruch Hashem, the oil is good, the wicks are good. When I went to yeshiva, everything became shkia. I'm trying to remember my childhood. Everybody lit after they got home. That was my when you went home. You lit Hanukkah list.
You can see from the Igus Moshe. It says in America, you should have the asara rega'im achash shifu.
Yeah, we know that. Right. But that's according to the Gra. That's what the Mahalach of the Gra. I'm telling you, the T.U.T., everybody lit after Meirv when they got home.
It's a very good bread on
it. Yeah, we didn't invent the wheel here. This is like... This is a... Okay. So the Gemara says... The Gemara thought... Mishatishka hachamash techolego menashuk... implies kafsa zokakla. The Gemara says no. The ilo adlik madlik. Now the lashon is mashma that you only have this half, let's call it a half hour. Let's call it a half hour. So you only have, the lashon is mashma, you only have this half hour to be madlik. And that's what Tosfos says. If you look at Tosfos, to be a maschel, the ilo madlik on the chafala from the base, I will mikan veilach over as man. That's it. Because that's presuming niso, and that's when people are around. Omer Hari, Poras, Yeshuzor, will have the Gavailo Miyad. No Yacha Yeshamidai. If you come a Gomen Icher, Yadlik Misafek, which would make it sound like without a bracha, Domishani Shinu Yachrina, because the Gemara gives a second tarot. And it doesn't mean the Eloi Madlik Madlik, but it means the amount of Shemen would be this much. It's really still funny. I mean, the shear is still given as Mishatishka Chamash Ategoregom and Ashuk. It's only meaning Namili Shiura. But it still says, it doesn't say Chatzisha. I mean, it could have said a Chatzisha. It's not a euphemism for Chatzisha. It doesn't make sense to me that Mishatishka Chamash Ategoregom and Ashuk, according to the second teretz of the Gemara, is a euphemism. Inami l'shiura, but Tosfos assumes that's what it means. Tosfos it means that according to the second teretz, you could light afterwards. It doesn't mean that maybe really you should light then. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that the second teretz, inami l'shiura, means that to say is just coming to give you an amount of oil.
Why did the Gemara not say that from the beginning? Why did it say Mishatishka Hama Ad Oregum and Shuk? Why didn't you say Shuk?
Okay.
No, I'm
the same as bothering me, but it's not a kasha. Okay? It's a shayla, not a kushya.
Yeah,
the Gemara really, my kasha is on Tosfos. My shayla is on Tosfos. I'll explain why. Tosfos says, according to the Gemara, the kasha of the Gemara is that the implication of the braisa is that kofu zokar. So the Gemara gives two teirutzim, what the implication of what the Bryce is coming to say. You know, there's two other ways to read the Bryce from here to here.
Right.
So the simple way to read it would be from here to here. Even if one out, you have to relight it. But no, it doesn't mean that at all. It means that from here to here, that's when you have to light, that's when the mitzvah is. And Tosfos says, and not afterwards, you can't do it afterwards. The mitzvah is the loy madlik madlik. Not kofsu zokoklot, it's not relevant, it's not discussing that issue. It's saying the loy madlik madlik. Right? The mitzvah's from here to here. If you didn't do it yet, you have to tichlereg yom menashuk.
Does that mean habakos and mitzvah?
No, not relevant to anything.
Okay.
This is the time span of the mitzvah. It's like saying you have to eat afi koyman from the beginning of the night till chatzos. That's when you have to eat it, within that time frame. So the first teretz of the Gemara means that this is the time frame within which your madlik nails. And Tosfos therefore says that afterwards you take a can't light. Now, the next teretz of the Gemara, inami l'shiura. So again, it still says Mishatishka Chama Shetecholegu Menashuk. It's not the Gemara. There's other ways to say a Chatzisha. To me, it's ludicrous to say that the Gemara means Inami Yishura, that it's only coming to tell you. So I think it's also it's a different implication than Kofsu Zokukla. It's not coming to tell you Kofsu Zokukla. It's coming to tell you that it has to have this much Shemen, or else you're not Yotzei.
No matter when you are.
Or else you're not Yotzei. Yeah, but you're still supposed to light then. That's what I think. The Gemara is just saying, really Rashi says what I'm saying. In other words, we all agree that right? But we know that there's a din that has to have enough oil to burn for half hour, or else it's not even called that you did a maisa. It's not called you did the mitzvah, and that's this Gemara is the source of that. Inami l'shiura. No, it's not coming to tell me kasa zokaklo, it's coming to tell me how much oil it has to be in here. But it still says that this man had loka. Okay.
It's the way to leave open possibility,
it's
not exactly
what you're saying. Yeah.
Or maybe different places, there are different.
Yeah, but I'm coming to say some. I'm not sure, according to the second terrace. It's possible that you could light afterwards. That's all. The price is what's the shear? So, and it says Mishir Tishka Chama Ashtichla Regel Men Ashuk. So, why does it say that for?
Because like today we know a lot of poskim will hold that today is different into Ashi Kefara and Mashuk is actually much later. No?
No.
And also if the two terrorism are independent, so there's no
score. I can't imagine the second terrorist holds that L'chatchila you can light afterwards. Then why does it say Mishatishka Chavas Tichrayim and Mashuk? If all it's coming to tell you is that you don't that you have to have a chatzi shoah, it has better ways of telling me the words chatzi shoah than to pick some arbitrary time frame, you know, from the 30th parallel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe it's only a chatzi, but certainly the chatzili you have to light that. And I see it in Rashi. Rashi, it's just addressing the kofsa zokaklashayla. Don't think, instead of saying there's an implication of kofsa ein zokakla, I'm trying, kofsa zokakla, it's coming to say that this is how much oil it has to have l'chatchila, or else you're not yotzei. But avada if kofsa, you know what, forget it. Okay, so Tosfos says that according to the first sheet, you have to light right away because you can't light afterwards.
It's good. That was just like shot in the camera.
And according to the second terrace, I'm saying that according to the second terrace, also certainly the chatchila, you have to light within that time frame. It can't be that the words mishatishka achamach atecharegum and ashuk is a euphemism for the word chatzisha. That's all I'm saying. It can't be. I refuse to accept that. It's still the mitzvah's presuming nisa, and you're still saying atecharegum and ashuk. Maybe according to the first Eretz, it's even b'di'evet. You can't do it afterwards. And according to the second Eretz, you can do it afterwards b'di'evet. Certainly the Chatzili have to do it then. That's the simple reading of the Braisa. Okay. Anyway, here's the important thing. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, everything's important. I'm in Tosfos. So the reading area, Ta'ata in Lochosh Mosa Yadlik. Ta'onu Ein Lonu Hekera El Lubnei Abayish Rei Madlikim Bifnip. So we don't even have the lechatchila. That's what Tosfos says. We don't even have the lechatchila hear about this year. Now, so here's how it's said in Shulchan Aruch. Shochach al heidum lo hidakim shkiyas achama madlik v'hoylechat shetich l'regom and ashuk. This is so far like the first Eretz of the Gemara. K'mo shukmo chatzi shah. Shaz the Am over Shav and Vigim Sumanisa. Then it says Hilkach Tzorach Liti Boshem Kazeh Hashir. Like it connects the first terrace and the second terrace. What means? Kazeh Hashir. The Mishabura learns. Mishmur understands it to mean Hilkach Tzachrit and Boshem Kzeh Ashir Til Yichvaregom and Ashuk. And if you light 15 minutes after Shkia, then you only have to put in 15 minutes worth of oil. That's what the first sheet holds. You only have to have it lit. I said tichlerego menashuk. And if you put in, if you light later, you put in less oil. If it doesn't go yoser, okay. Yeshomer, now the Ramah is Tosfos. It doesn't talk, it's interesting, the Shulchan doesn't talk about the second Teretz of the Gemara. It just talks about as if the first Teretz is operative. The first Teretz is operative. And afterwards, there's no mitzvah. Okay. Now, then the Ramah comes along and says the second half of Tosfos. Hago Yeshomer, Shemizman Azeh, Shemadlik Mishnim. Now here the Bir Halacha says first of all, two things. So you don't have to be makbid on this man so much. Okay?
To do that inside, or
there's your life. Now here the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second, but then you have to make sure the Bnei Bayis are around. Just like when you live to the Bnei Rishus Arama, you can only light until Tichla Rego Menashuk. So here you're lighting for the Bnei Bayis. The Yadlik Bnei Abayis Mukubatsim Yachad. You gather them together, right? The Filo Lulmon also Kshagias Man. Now, but here the Bir Halacha says something which I never understood and I still don't. When the Ramah says, "When you call me, call totally zor gambas man haseh," that's the Ramah. He says like Tosfos that if you madlik this nim, you don't have to be so makbul on this man. When you call me, call totally zor gambas man haseh. So why? So the Bir Halacha says, and he quotes the tour, but that would mean it's not operative. He says because even though we're madlik b'snim, but there is a heker for the oivrim b'shavim. In other words, it seems like the mitzvah didn't go from b'chutz to b'snim, but it went from b'chutz b'snim, and there's still a heker to the oivrim b'shavim. Maybe. And they couldn't light outside anymore. The goyim wouldn't let them, and they were scared. Or it was the winter; the wind would blow it out. Or Hashem points to that, you know, the climate in Europe. They couldn't light outside; it wasn't shaykh. But they lit in a way that the Oivrim Veshovim could—they still lit in the Pesach Habayis. They lit Bisneim. The heker was for the Bnei Bayis, but it would be nicker. I don't know, maybe they had a glass door. How do you see it outside? You have to have a glass door. The door was open. I guess they did what... Obviously they didn't have a... So there was such a stage. I don't know, but then... Someone's over 20 amas high, and he's taka only lighting for the Bnei Bayis mamish. So then the Ramah would be not operative. But I don't think that's the common minhag. In other words, the Bir Halacha explains the operative kite of the Ramah, where he says totally zor b'zman hazeh to light right pretty much immediately before it's tichla rego menashuk. But the Bir Halacha says the reason is because it's still, you're doing it a shtickle for the Bnei Rishus HaRabba. Even if you're doing it for one line in the Bir Halacha. Shabbat Bisham Adligim Bisnim, Vakivisham Adligim Bepesach Habayas, Vahu Pasuach, Ike Hekera Lo'ivim Vishabim. That's why you have to be Nizim Bisman Aser. I wonder if everybody interprets the Ramah that way. Could be that's the spot they were kaveya. So you have to do it type of zohar to do it. It comes out according to the Bir Halacha if you're more than 20 amos above the ground. and you have nowhere to light out by the Pesach Habayis, or there is no Pesach Habayis, according to the Chazanik, you don't have a Pesach Habayis. Well, many people don't have a Pesach Habayis, because it's just around, because you don't have. So you don't have to be makpid. Okay.
I would think that would be makpid just because...
There's reason makpid.
No, because maybe there'll come a time that we won't be afraid of the going to play outside again. Like, for example, come back there to Israel.
Nobody's afraid of the going in America.
What's that mean? Today?
Nobody's afraid,
what's that mean?
That's a big controversy. Like, why did the mitzvah stay b'snim when the circumstances changed? There's a lot of talk about it. We didn't invent the wheel here. Like, this is all sugyas that I talked about.
We can still talk about it.
Okay, we will tomorrow night. Okay, we'll go tomorrow night. I'll prepare better.